The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So a draw against Bulgaria last night, 1-1. It's always 1-1 with Irish football teams, isn't it? And I guess a game against Finland in the Nations League this Sunday coming. Eamon Dunphy, experienced pundit for many years in Irish football, joins us. Eamon, what did you make of Stephen Kenny's first game and the performance of the Irish team?
I wasn't terribly impressed. The first game, he's only had two or three training sessions with the players. Bulgaria were poor, Matt, and we didn't play very well. In fact, I would say we never see that 11 on the pitch again together. It was disappointing, really. Now, you have to be fair to Stephen. He hasn't had time with the players, and when you want to change something, for example, we played a high line. When you're doing something like that, you need a lot of time to work on it. It nearly backfired twice last night. Darren Randolph had to come out of his goal and save us in the first half. So, not great.
Yeah, is it possible in modern-day international football to have a dramatic change of approach and tactics in a team, given the limited amount of time that a coach has with the players?
It's a good question, and it's an interesting question in the context of Stephen Kenny and the Irish team. It will take a while. I mean, if you had 10 days, like sometimes in an international break, you have a week or 8 days, 10 days maybe with your players. You do need that time, I think. He hasn't had it. And it's, I think you can do it, obviously, because, you know, nations do it. It's difficult. On a look last night, you could see the team selection wasn't great either. The Coleman, Seamus Coleman.
I was going to get to that with you. Yeah. I mean, what would you do in that situation? Because we're in this really odd situation where perhaps our two best players play in more or less the same position.
Yes, I wouldn't envy anyone making the decision. And I would go with Seamus Coleman because he's a better defender. And after all, a fullback is a defender first and foremost. And Seamus can get forward into attacking positions and be very dangerous there. And indeed, he scored an important goal for Ireland from that position. At the same time, Matt Doherty is a very, very sophisticated footballer. He's a very good footballer. He scores important goals in the Premier League for the last two or three years. He's only got 9 caps. I don't know why.
Eamon, sorry, I said you're in almost the same position because am I wrong to sort of say that there is a slight difference in that Seamus Coleman is a more conventional right back, although a brilliant overlapping one, whereas Matt Doherty is more better suited perhaps to a wing back system?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Matt is more someone who drifts into dangerous positions. He would be a great player to have if you had 3 at back. And 2 wing backs, he'd be perfect. So I think Stephen tried something last night, and it didn't work. I think we looked very open defensively against a pretty poor side. So back to the drawing board. It'll be interesting to see what team he picks on Sunday, because he does need to see the players playing in a real competitive game before he makes his own judgment on whether they're part of his future or the future of the Irish team or not.
Can I make a suggestion, see what you think of this, Eamon? You know, finding a way of trying to play both Seamus Coleman and Matt Doherty in the same team.
Yeah.
Given that, as you've already said, Seamus Coleman is a very good defender, could he adapt in the way that many modern players do and play as part of a 3-man centre back line with Doherty as a right wing back?
Well, that's a really interesting proposition. My own view, and it's entirely personal, is if you did that, you'd lose all the energy and ability that Seamus shows when he steams up the right wing and supports his forwards. So you'd lose that, but you would be able to include Matt Doherty. I wouldn't go there. I don't think Ireland, the way the players that we have, Shane Duffy, for example, isn't particularly comfortable when he's got the ball at his feet. He's a marvellous player, but he's an old-fashioned centre-half. So I don't think we should go there. But it would be one way to resolve the dilemma of Doherty and Coleman. But in my view, Coleman must be in the team. He's a leader. He's an outstanding player. And I suspect... You see, what you're doing, if you go to the situation you proposed, you're trying to have your cake and eat it and avoid a decision. I would say, no way. Coleman is a fullback, and I'd play him.
Okay. Over the years, Eamon, I think it's fair to say you've often been disappointed by the way that Irish managers haven't trusted international teams to play the football, the constructive football that you thought they would be capable of,
yep,
and haven't necessarily selected the players to do it. Would you have the hope that Stephen Kenny is the type of guy that will actually try, and even if you didn't agree necessarily with all of his selection choices last night, did show a degree of imagination and trust in young players to go in and play football the way it should be played?
Yes, I think Stephen has a view that, for example, that Trapattoni and Martin O'Neill didn't have. He thinks we have good enough players to play real football, serious football, passing and movement, and encourage our players to express themselves, and no more of that 1990s stuff, lamping it up the pitch and fighting for the scraps at the other end. The second ball, as Pep Guardiola calls it, with contempt. No, I think Stephen has a great belief in his players. He knows the players from under 21 level. Adam Ida, who started last night, not quite ready for the full international jersey yet, but you know, Stephen put him in. I thought he was very encouraging in many ways. So he does believe in playing the game the way we should be playing the game, and that will require patience. He's got to find out. He needs a midfield. He doesn't have anyone really in midfield who's good enough at the moment.
Well, do you think when Robbie Brady came in last night that,
yes,
he is somebody who should be accommodated if there's going to be a three-man midfield?
Yes.
And what about maybe the lack of mobility that there might be? The modern game really depends a high level of athletic ability.
Yes.
Do you think that our midfielders show that ability, the change of pace, the amount of dynamism that is required?
It's a problem, but it's not an insurmountable problem depending on how you play. I would say, Robbie, we have to really try to get him to become a midfield player now. He has the quality. He's technically good. I've always thought it's better when he's playing left back. He has the whole pitch in front of him and he uses the ball very well. When you're playing in midfield, you get the ball, you're back to your opponent's goal, and it's a different position. But I think what you've identified there is true. And we're going to need... We have some players to come in, and I think we're going to need to be patient with Stephen. He's going to have to experiment, give players a chance. At the same time, we want to keep our focus on the Slovakia game and qualification for the European Championships. So he has a lot to deal with in the early stages of his, you know, his managership. And
Eamon, I thought it was very interesting that he didn't sort of succumb to the domestic lobby to include Jack Byrne of Shamrock Rovers. And there was,
no,
a bit of that again last night.
Yeah,
people saying,
so,
James McCarthy, you know, in for his first game in 4 years, was a bit off the pace. What makes him better? But in reality, if you're a Premier League player, as against somebody who didn't cut it in the Premier League and is back in the League of Ireland, who do you go for?
If it was James McCarthy or anybody else, I'd go for anybody else. But I'm afraid I've never been a fan. So I can understand the clamour, you know, from Rovers fans. And I was told there was a bit of stuff online last night about that. But Stephen will make his own mind up. He gave people chances last night. The positives would be Aaron Connolly, who I think is a terrific player. And I think he will do things for Ireland, score goals and cause trouble. And I think there are players to come in, and we have to hope that Stephen, I don't think he'll give up on playing football. I don't think we'll ever go route one. And then it's a question of, does he have the players? Do we have the players who are good enough? And that remains to be seen.
Final thing to Eamon Dunphy. They're doing interviews today for the job as chief executive of the FAI. Who would want it? Who would want to take on that poison chalice?
Well, it's the point is this, Matt. Anyone who'd want it, you wouldn't want.
In fairness, there are reputed to be one or two good people in there.
But there are.
I wonder, like, you know, do they really realise just how serious the situation is? You know, not just financially, and it's a financial basket case made worse by COVID-19, but also, I mean, it seems to be riven by division and infighting as well.
It is, yeah. It's always been riven with infighting, always. It's a terrible organisation. And I don't know. I think there are people who could do the job, but they're highly unlikely to get the job. It's a mess, Matt, and there's been better people than me have tried to sort it out, including our mutual friend Shane Ross. Maybe Ross could do
it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not easy to see. There are one or two people, but if I mention their names, they'll never get it. So I'll
you know what? I've just had an idea. When he brings out that book, we must get you to review it on air for us.
Yeah, please, it'd be a pleasure, actually. Mark Tye, it's coming out soon. Is it called Champagne Football?
No, not just the Champagne Football. We'll get you on that, but also Shane Ross is writing a book about his time in government.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he is, yeah. Yeah. In bed with the blue shirts, he's calling it.
Okay, that's something to look forward to.
Eamon Dunphy, presenter of the Stand podcast, as ever, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.